WCNO. Listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Well, good morning. Good morning, all of our wonderful listeners out there, no matter where you are, either in our coverage area or online or on the wonderful app that we have for the phones. Play Store has them for either...
Apple Store.
Apple Store has them.
Or Play Store.
Or,
yep. App,
or the Play Store, depending on the character of your phone. I do Androids, but that's just me. Anyway, I'm David Francoeur, always glad to be here. I have two wonderful co-hosts, and we have a tremendous program for you today. So first, though, I don't think it's a federal law that I have to introduce my co-host, but it's certainly a divine requirement. I'm going to start with my brother, Ed Skiba. Good morning.
Well, thank you, sir. Good morning, David. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
Amen. Yes.
Looks
Amen.
Like it might rain a little bit, but as I told you when I was in Africa, if I went somewhere and it rained, it was a blessing. So
yeah.
That's what this is. It's a blessing.
It is a blessing.
Amen. Yeah.
And so you're here and it's raining. So
yeah,
are
I
you
missed
saying
you
you're...
last week. I was just speaking
we missed
of that,
you. I'm
I was
sure
under,
our audience
I was
you.
Under the weather.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And not doing too good. Had a wonderful service yesterday preaching on the road to Emmaus. And I'd like to challenge everybody out there to think about that. You know, is Jesus walking along with you and you're not recognizing who he is?
Yeah. And he is there.
He's there.
He's there.
He's just waiting for you to say, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I didn't see you there.
Wow.
And open your heart to him.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
It's the best life, man.
It's the best life.
Amen.
Can't get any better.
Yep.
And the sweet female voice you just heard is
good morning.
Our own Ann Lumhoko. Good morning.
Amen.
Yeah. I woke up, I looked out my window, and it was pouring outside, like pouring.
Oh.
But I love the rain, actually.
That's better,
I don't like
yeah.
to be
pouring
in
inside.
The rain, but I had to get my umbrella. But even though it's not sunny today, we welcome the rain, and this
Amen.
Is the day the Lord Amen. Has made.
It is.
And we still rejoice in every day the Lord's given us.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the rain is a blessing, and, you know.
And we need it in Florida because we had a very, what month was it when it was really bad? And then our plants died, our crops, you know, and now we're recovering from that.
The cold, I think it was February.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a bad February.
Strong
and then
freeze.
The cold snap killed so much.
And we have plants in the front bed of our house now that look like they're probably going to be going to the landfill.
You know? I just saw a map this morning on TV that showed that from where I live out in Indian Town and all the way over to Okeechobee and a little bit north of the lake and a bit west of the lake, there's a big drought area now.
Yeah.
So
that's
not going to go
rain.
Well.
We need more rain. And I pray that the rain that's falling is reviving some of the plants that are able to be revived.
I'm hopeful for that. That's why I'm holding up, pulling up the rest of the plants in front of our
I refuse
our house.
To give CPR to my rose bushes. The thorns getting away.
If you ever start that, Ed, let me know. I got some people I want to call for you. Anyway, let's get on to, I was going to ask Ann to introduce our guest today because she's the one that made the connection with her. And so, Ann, dive in, kiddo.
Well, it's God who made the connection because a lot of our listeners may know, but I'm just very involved in politics in Port St. Lucie. And I'm also on the board of the St. Lucie County Tea Party. And I met this lovely woman who's our guest. Her name is Laura Roscoe, just being involved politically. Right, Laura?
Yes.
And I have more to say, but go ahead. Yeah.
Good morning to everybody. Thank you so much. I feel so honored and blessed to be part of this conversation this morning. And speaking about rain, now that everybody has speaking, yes, I grew up in a country, Costa Rica, with only two seasons, dry and raining. I mean, it can rain per days. It can rain every single day for a week. So that's the style. That was my life for so many years when I was living in Costa Rica.
I didn't know it was like that in Costa Rica.
We had that. It's just dry season or you know, rainy season. Uh-huh. So you just choose, when do you want to go? I mean, yes, both are fascinating.
Yeah.
And without rain, that country wouldn't be the green and the rich that it is.
Right. Yes.
So I love rain. I mean, I love it. It's a blessing. And I do appreciate the Lord Jesus for this amazing day that he's given us. Mm. Every day is a truly gift.
From the Lord.
So from the Lord. And I do appreciate that I'm here. Thank you for the invitation.
It's definitely a gift. That's why we call it the present.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of the past or the future. Yes.
Yeah, right.
But let me talk a little more about Laura. As you heard, Laura, thank you for being here today as well.
Thank you.
The three of us are so appreciative that you made the time to come here from Port St. Lucie. But I just want to give our audience just a little background. And her background's fascinating, actually. She's a Latina from Costa Rica, but she's a proud naturalized American, a conservative leader, and also a very influential Latina voice. And she's committed, and I've seen her committed because I see her at meetings. She's very involved. Mm. She's spoken to our St. Lucie County Tea Party, and she's committed to defending freedom, preserving American values, and strengthening the future of our great country. So in August 2024, she was elected as the Republican State Committee Woman for St. Lucie County. And this is an unpaid position. She's doing this completely volunteer.
Yes.
The Lord spoke to her and told her to get involved. Okay. And she's a key liaison. This woman is busy. She's a key liaison between the Republican Party of Florida and grassroots leader throughout the community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Laura is very active, and we've had the pleasure of crossing paths. She works to mobilize voters, support conservative candidates, and promote the Republican Party of Florida. And she's originally from San Jose, Costa Rica. She talked about how she's from Costa Rica. And she legally immigrated here and became a proud citizen years ago in 2016. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
To be a citizen of this wonderful country.
It was a long road. Yes, long road and very expensive. And, you know, it was not easy. However, I loved the fact that it was not easy, because that made me appreciate even more, you know, becoming part of this amazing nation.
Mm. Yes.
Sometimes I'm driving any part of Florida, and I'm like, Lord, thank you that I'm part of this country.
Yes.
Not that I am not, that I don't like my original country, because I couldn't love the United States of America without being originally from Costa Rica.
Yes.
Why? Mm-hmm. Because I can contrast.
Amen.
I can compare.
Amen.
I know my vision is wide open about the Latin and South America.
Yes.
And, you know, comparing the life in this country and everything that we have, all the wonderful privilege and the rights and the system that we have right here.
Amen. Yes.
That has been making me you know, feeling so blessed. However, my journey getting involved in politics, because I was like so new in this country, just barely, you know, getting out of Indiana River State College, learning the language, you know, English as a second language. But my journey started when I noticed that Biden was the nominee for the Democrat Party. And I knew the damage that the Biden family made in Costa Rica and in other countries in Central America.
What, tell us about that, because I don't think a lot of our listeners may know that.
When Obama was president, Obama himself, they visited Costa Rica many times. The Bidens, and, you know, Jill Biden, Frank Biden, they visited Costa Rica.
Okay.
They got this big piece of land. It was a property that they have water and natural resources, and they promised that they were going to build something huge and provide jobs for Costa Rican people.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama or the government gave them $84 million taxpayer money, but then after, you know, years passed, the project never happened. and where is the money?
Amen.
Well, oh, yeah. Boy.
Amen.
And then it was so many abnormalities. I mean, so many things not right between the president of Costa Rica back then and the Bidens and the Obamas and all of this. So I start seeing all of that. I don't have short memory. I don't. I always keep connecting everything. So when Biden was the nominee, by the way, the first meeting that I went to speak against Biden and against voting for Democrats was the Tea Party. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from the Tea Party, but that was the reason why. Mm-hmm. And then seeing, you know, Donald Trump, the first phrase that he said back then, I'm pro-life. Mm-hmm. That was when I say, I need to be, you know, in this side. And anyway, when I became American citizen, I immediately registered as a Republican because this statement of President Trump, mm-hmm. that he was pro-life. So yeah. I say, so Republicans should be pro-life, yes. and the other side should be not. So that was like a little, and then I started researching and I was like, yes, definitely I need to be registered as a Republican. Many Hispanics, many Latinos, when they come, even legally, well, they have to be legal to be registered to vote.
Amen. Yes.
They don't like to take sides. They keep like a non-party affiliated.
Is that like a cultural thing, Laura?
They just don't want to be identified with any group.
Really?
Yes. That's why I think that the Lord Jesus has been getting me involved in this. Because if you are not well educated, if you don't know how the system works, or if you have like lack of interest, you just don't want to get involved.
Yeah, apathetic. Yeah.
So why you want to identify yourself with each Republican each party?
You being Latina, you can help them make that decision. I can understand where they're coming from. When I was, my wife and I lived in Uganda for 4 years as missionaries. We were very careful not to take a political side because we didn't understand.
Yeah.
We had no idea how it worked within the country.
Yeah.
And, well, in the position we were as missionaries, we were ministering to everyone.
Yeah.
So we had to be careful about that. But from the political aspect, we had no idea. So I can see how Latinos and Latinos coming into this country would want to maintain a very neutral position until they could understand. And you, with your ministry, are going to be a real asset to them in getting in that position where they can understand.
Yeah. Amen. This is the first time someone is calling, you know, my involvement as a ministry. Mm-hmm. Amen. I received that because...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but just before we move on to another point, I want to thank God and I want to thank you for listening to God about, number one, coming here. Number two, moving forward to become a naturalized citizen. And then bringing your faith, your heart, into the center of our culture, which involves sort of the political side. Very important. But I want to tell you that in just now getting to know you and hearing your heart. See, I was born here. And so many people, most Americans, or have been born here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you that, sadly, there are many people who are part of the electorate, and they're going to go cast a vote, hopefully. But they don't have a heart for the country.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because they were born here. They just embraced it. They said, okay, this is mine.
Yeah.
Take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that while God is using you to certainly be a blessing to the Latino community. But they're also, you're witnessing to people like me and waking us up.
Amen.
Here is someone that is so desirous of the benefits of this land that God has given us, that she became one of us from another country. And not only that, but she's taken a stand. She's in the front of the line.
Amen.
And the line happens to be a battle line because we live on planet Earth and, you know, we're in spiritual warfare.
Where
is the greatest ground of recognizing the effect of spiritual warfare but in politics? And so, again, I just want to affirm what you're doing. Thank God and thank you for that.
I also want to say I've been involved politically, and I feel that as Christians, first of all, we need to be known as a Christian before we're known as Anne, who's involved in, you know, as a Tea Party. I obviously am a conservative, right? But I don't want people to label me first and foremost as Anne, who follows this party or who's on the board of the Tea Party. I want people to first know I'm a Christian first and foremost.
Yeah.
And I believe, and maybe you could speak into this, Laura, but some people, they let politics become such an idol, and it's God who can only change this country. I'm sorry, but it's not the Republican Party.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that the Republican Party is not the right party. I am a registered Republican.
Or the Tea Party or any other conservative
I'm not,
movement.
But it's God who's going to save this
Absolutely.
Country. And that's why I choose to get involved and put my efforts in the Tea Party. So can you speak to that? How do you believe the same thing? I assume you do.
Of course.
And
I
then, and talk about that to our listeners.
I wouldn't be involved in this without the calling of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
And it doesn't mean that I'm, you know, such a perfect person for the job, but I was willing. And the Lord chose me, and I have, a testimony of how to do things in the legal way, how to respect the laws, how to honor the Lord, even by respecting the laws in this nation.
Yes, yes.
But yes, we have to understand the Republican Party, each party is just a tool, a political tool.
Amen.
It's part of the political system.
Yes.
They are not the answer.
Yes.
It's the people who belong and are part of this political tool.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember the night that I was in my coaching. I start, speaking to the Lord Jesus. There are moments that I pray, but there are moments that I just speak, like a real speaking to him.
And which would be called prayer, too, right?
That's
yes.
Prayer.
Yeah. It is. But sometimes I feel it's more like a conversation
casual.
Than a praying. And I was like, Lord, do not push me to do this.
Mm.
And I didn't know what a state committee woman was. But I felt in my heart that the Lord said that the Republican Party needs to be infiltrated by Christians.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that is something that I really believed. The Republican Party is so far, like I said, is the party that we have on our side, but it is nothing if we don't have the good people, being part of.
Yeah.
So Christians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We need to stand up right now.
Yep. Amen.
And the Republican Party, guess what? It's open to us.
We look at labels all the time.
Yes.
And the Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal.
Yes.
Who is righteous and biblical?
Amen.
That's what we need to look at.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what we call them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are they following Scripture?
Yes.
Are they are they really striving for righteousness within the country? That should be our
guide. That's the blueprint of how we should vote for.
Exactly.
And at that, in this moment, as you can see, I mean, of course, the Republican Party is the party that in this moment is leading more to defend Christian Christianity and Christian values and promoting reading the Bible in public places and schools and defending the right of parents being parents and, and children, defending children. So that's the point. But if we cannot let, anybody being part of the Republican Party, if we call ourselves Christians, we have to understand that this nation was founded by Christian values and by Christian people.
Yes.
So what was happening, I do believe Christians got so complicit and they get so, in that comfort zone that they decide, the country is good. Everything is good. Mm-hmm. I don't have to bother getting involved in politics.
Yes.
Politics. And this is another political strategy that was being used. When many, many years, I do remember listening, God has nothing to do with politics.
No. Yeah.
Christianity has nothing to do with politics.
Yes.
Don't bring those topics together. excuse me.
Yes.
This is the moment that God has been calling us.
Amen.
We have to retake the nation, the system, the Republican Party.
Yes.
And the good thing, and I want to say this, a state committee woman, I go to these meetings every 3 months in Orlando. Mm. We have always prayer meetings. Mm. So the Republican Party is not just only political.
Mm-hmm.
We have Christian spiritual leaders
Good.
Always praying with us,
Good.
Guiding us.
Good.
And the Republican Party is open for us. I mean, otherwise, yeah. I wouldn't even be part of the Republican yeah. Party.
Yes.
We're speaking that Republicans in San Luis County, mm-hmm. they voted for me to represent them.
Mm-hmm.
Not just only I'm Latina, but I'm a child of God.
Yes.
Mm. Amen.
And I take this role, you know, seriously. And you said this, and
yeah.
I'm not being paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been getting involved with the Republican Party and Latinos for Trump since 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Never I have been getting paid by anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, the Lord has been providing the way.
Amen. Yeah.
And I'm just serving the
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, to reinforce what you said about the Christians having an obligation to be involved in politics, Romans 13 says very clearly, let every soul be subject to the government authorities,
mm-hmm.
for there's no authority except from God.
Yes.
And
Amen.
The authorities that exist are appointed by God.
Amen.
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 And that's what we need to look at.
Yes,
there
yes,
is no separation of church and state.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There is no such animal.
Yeah.
God is the ultimate authority.
Absolutely.
And every governing authority we have comes directly from him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. There's another verse that I heard this weekend, and I apologize because I don't have the verse right now. But it says that, you know, to just give a summary, like, governments exist to punish evil
yes.
doers.
Yes.
That's the reason why governments exist. And if there is an existence of governments, it should be an existence of political ways to choose the people that will be in those governments.
Yeah. This scripture goes on to say exactly what you said, the one
Amen.
You're looking for.
Amen.
Therefore,
please.
Whoever resists the authority resists the ordinances of God. Those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what you were saying. That's right. It's
Amen.
It's God's yeah. judgment that comes from the people that he appoints in place. True, there are many leaders that misuse that authority.
Yeah.
Amen.
They usurp the authority of God by putting it in liberal terms. Well, God didn't really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
What he meant mm-hmm. was, no, his word is very clear.
Amen.
He doesn't vacillate in his word. He tells
Amen.
Us
yes.
sin is sin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
That's why we are being called, and I can see that you in this room are being called as mm-hmm. well to speak truth
yes.
and to promote this.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot let the evil... you know, I have so many friends, Christians, that they said, Laura, why you have to get involved? No. Everything is written.
Mm.
We know what is going to happen. You're not going to change anything.
Really?
Yes.
These are Christians?
Christians. Christians. Mm-hmm. That they criticize me for getting involved in this.
Wow.
And I don't want to use the term criticize. It's just like, you know. A feedback.
That's
God
very
blessing.
Grace.
God blessing. I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
However, I always said this to them. The Lord has a call for each one.
Yes.
My call on
Amen.
This earth is not the same as yours.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two. The Lord Jesus wants us to speak and do what is right every single day.
Yes.
Until the end of our days. If this is my way to please the Lord,
mm-hmm.
because I Amen. Feel it, because I have peace inside of me, because
mm-hmm.
I felt the Lord, you mm-hmm. know, his voice mm-hmm. saying, go and do it. Mm-hmm. I just have to obey.
Yeah.
And this is what everybody has to do it. How many people will like to get involved with a political candidate, but they don't want to be, you know, attached with any, you know, party or something like that? Listening what the Lord Jesus wants to do in your life, mm-hmm. how the Lord Jesus wants to use you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because even helping or not helping good governors being elected.
Yeah.
I mean, like right now we have this coming election for Florida governor.
Yeah. August 18th, the
what
primary.
Is going to, who we have to vote for, mm-hmm. we have to fight for.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the person that we want to lead, you know, and to be the governor of mm-hmm. Florida?
Yeah.
What is going to happen? We are so good right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed with our current governor.
Yeah.
But if we don't continue to have another leader who will continue to keep Florida free,
exactly.
we can become, we can go New York in a matter of one administration.
Yeah. And don't you think that it's going to be mm-hmm. even every single Christian in Florida's responsibility?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has a role. You know, in this election.
You made a point. You said that your friends say, well, it's already written, so why are you getting involved? I'm getting involved because God is using me.
Amen.
To accomplish what is already written.
Amen.
He uses us. We're his hands and his feet. We have to get involved.
I'm thinking about the beginning of this country, and if those founding fathers didn't do the hard things or the patriots and take arms, we wouldn't have a United States of America.
Exactly.
The Lord has a plan, but he uses his children, all of us in this room, to accomplish that plan. Laura, I'm just so touched because I'm made like you. Like the Lord put it in my heart at such a young age. Love government, love civics. I've never missed a vote. Even when I studied in Spain, I never missed it. And it's just burns inside me that I cannot not obey the Lord, even when fear of man comes. You talk about about people, because I'm like, biggest, I'm talking in my head, fear of man. We
and
are
those
more
were,
scared.
Those were Hispanics telling me as a Hispanic. You know
and
what
I'm
I mean?
Speaking
like
on behalf of American born here, but Filipino American,
because
my parents were born in Asia, in the Philippines. It's easy to cower to what you think. It's easier, in my opinion, to not do the hard things, right? And to allow to not be attacked because of what
and
you
hide.
Think that person. I think of Saul, who started off as a great king, okay, and then he went kind of downward, and he, you know, because he allowed all the women and he allowed the fear of man. He didn't. Take the king of the Amalekites, and he saved the best of the sacrifices.
That's right.
Because he said the people wanted to save it, to sacrifice to the Lord. But the Lord said, take everything, slaughter everything, because he feared man. So what I'm hearing is we need to obey the Lord first and foremost, no matter what people say.
Amen.
Because you're going to stand in front of the Lord. And there's something burning inside of you, like Laura and I, it's politics, it's government.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking a stand. What is the listener listening? What is that thing that's burning inside of you that you have to accomplish?
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
So
we need to take a break.
No problem.
But before we do, you may want to call and ask a question or make a comment while we're on the air with Laura. And the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Mm-hmm.
I took out the promos material in here, which you've already memorized by now because it's all the same.
No problem.
I put in a piece of music by Danny List, and the title is Change the World. And I think it'd probably be a great tune to play during our break before we come back.
Appropriate.
Thank you.
Died. The time is now. worst thing I can do is nothing, Lord, that's true. And then another day go by. So whatever I do, I'll do it unto you. Let it be pleasing in your eyes. The time is now. Let me put my hand to the plow and let me be your feet, your hands. Fulfill your plans. Lord, I want to change the world. Let them see.
Hey, we're back from the break, and okay, every now and then, I love our new software. It keeps you running, keeps you jumping, keeps you thinking, right? Because it's not, as Karen, our other producer, and the one that works mostly with the software said, it's not that robust, so which means sometimes it makes mistakes. Anyway, that was a little music playing behind my early commentary. Welcome back to the front line. We have Laura Roscoe with us. You've been listening to what she's been saying, a lot of God stuff in her story. You can call if you have a question or a comment. Keep in mind that be as succinct as you can so that you can get your point out and then we can move on. If you can call it if you agree or disagree, it's fine either way.
Yeah, we want to hear from everyone.
Love everyone.
We love everyone, want to hear from you. But we'll ask you to get your point out, and then we can move on. The number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And we're just going to go right back to where we were.
Yeah. First of all, I want to just thank God because this conversation has been so rich, hasn't it? Mm. It's blessed my heart. And Laura, we're getting to know each other. We don't know each other that well, right? Mm-hmm, but I know that the Lord put you in my heart to come on the station. Can you share with me and everyone in the studio and our listeners, how did you come to meet the Lord?
Yes, that's something very special, and I like to speak about it as well. Mm-hmm. Well, to begin with, I was not raised in Costa Rica. My family, everybody used to be Catholic in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Sad, it's very sad that has been changed, you know, but back then, it was a very strong Catholic country. My family, my parents, they were not like, attending, the service every single week. So we had this big Bible in my home, Catholic one.
Oh, yeah.
And I do remember when I was nine, um, I I myself had the desire to start reading the Bible, but I started with the book of Revelations. So
wow.
I was
nine years old.
Reading Revelations by myself, and I just remember seeing all these monsters, you know, in my mind, imagining these monsters and these angels and all of that. But then when I was 17 and a half, 18, I was working back then. I mean, I was a minor, and, but however, I was with my permit and I was studying and working. And I do remember telling one of my friends from this place, this store that I was working, I say, it was like a boutique. And I say, you know what? I was something related to God. I'm looking for God, but I didn't know what was that. So I visited, I attended these services, club. Let me see if you knew about it. Club 700.
700 Club. Yes.
700.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So they have this place in Costa Rica.
Oh, really?
And I attended myself after work. But I was there a couple of times, but I feel that no, that was not the place. Then attended this another, you know, Christian denominational church, and I felt that it was not the right place. And I attended Catholic, renovated Catholics, and still I was in that journey looking for
You're
a place.
God, yeah.
So finally, I attended a conference, Christian conference. This is from the Living Stream Ministries. The name is The Church Life, The Recovery of the Lord.
Okay.
They have this base in Anaheim, but they are in many parts of, you know, the world. And I just saw these people full of joy and feeling so peaceful. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, I was 17 and a half, and they say, why you are here? And then in Spanish, of course, and I was like, I'm here so the Lord can do whatever he wants with me. That was my answer.
Yeah.
And then I received the Lord. I got baptized.
Amen.
And yes, I mean, it has been not an easy, you know, journey.
Yeah.
Has been not. I mean, of course, I had been committing a lot of, you know, mistakes.
Yeah.
And,
we
and
all
yes,
do and have.
I had been disciplined by the Lord. I know how it is. He he really loves, you know, loved me because, yes, he has been disciplining me so many times.
I know what that feels like, but he loves those he disciplines.
Exactly.
We all know.
However, he has been using me in so many ways as well with so many people. And the fact that, you know, I was in that journey place to place, and finally I met the Lord and I got involved with these organization or this church, that gave me the foundation. And then I was like eating and drinking the word of God for years.
Really?
And when I say drinking, eating the word of God,
amen.
I mean, I think that the Lord is spiritually, he wants us to be like that.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely.
So we cannot just read the Bible. We have to eat it. The word of God really has to be part of our internal being.
Absolutely.
And it has been amazing and beautiful how the Lord Jesus can give us a taste of himself, and that taste, the world cannot give it.
Yes.
I mean, we're speaking that because of my involvement in politics, I had been in the White House, I had been in Mar-a-Lago, I met the President Trump, I know a lot of politicians, I had been in the Capitol in Washington, D.C., I had been in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
However, nothing compares with the Lord Jesus,
amen.
With the joy of having the Lord Jesus in your life and being close to him and feeling that the Lord is not just around you, over you, but inside of you.
Yes.
And he's guiding you and he's mobilizing you. I mean, I really do not exchange anything, you know, with this feeling.
Absolutely.
So that was the way how, you know, I met the Lord Jesus. And
beautiful.
This is the way how I'm trying to teach my daughter now.
Yeah.
You know?
How old is she?
15.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful. Praise God.
She received the Lord last summer.
Okay.
She got baptized in a Christian summer camp with the same, you know, church life, the Living Stream Ministries, and it's beautiful. However, she's in her own journey as well.
Absolutely. We all are in our own journey.
We want to control our children, but we cannot.
No. It's their first God's child.
Especially when they are 15.
Right?
I've done that.
But I'm learning. I'm learning as well. But yes, I mean, you know, I know I'm a child of the Lord, and through even these serving through politics, the Lord has been speaking out to me. Sometimes when I have meetings and there are like a 60, 50 people in the room and I had been speaking out, I mean, I had been giving my speech about something, somebody at the end of the meeting, they said, Laura, I felt the Holy Spirit is speaking through you. And I said, well, it's not me, it's him. So through politics, even when I'm knocking on doors and I speak to people one by one, sometimes the Lord Jesus gave me, you know, he has been giving me the chance to speak about himself to someone, maybe a lonely person. And because I go knocking the door, speaking about who you are going to vote for, somebody needed that, you know, approach, that physical approach, that human approach. And then the Lord, you know, he has his way. But yes, I mean, that's, you know, that has been my journey with the Lord.
That's beautiful. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm getting to know Laura, too. So this is such a wonderful, wonderful way.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to immigrate? Just wondering, did you immigrate here with your parents or?
No, no. I met the father of my daughter. I got married in Costa Rica. I met him. I used to have my wedding and politics event business. So I used to organize weddings.
Oh, like a wedding planner.
A wedding planner.
Yeah.
But also it was events for, you know, politicians.
Oh, interesting.
So, yes. And I used to organize these weddings because I used to ask the couple, I say, do you mind if I say, you know, verses of the Bible through the whole wedding, through the whole event?
Oh.
And they say, no, no. So my meetings with them as clients, it was always praying. And and through the whole event, the whole party, I used to give these verses of the Bible related to. And so far, all the couples that I have been working with, they're still married.
Amen.
Yes, but I didn't have the same, you know, the same path. So I met the father of my daughter in Costa Rica.
Yeah,
I came back, you know, with him. I have my daughter. However, yes, we couldn't sustain our marriage for many, you know, negative circumstances.
Sure.
And this is when I said to you, God doesn't, and we are speaking about this in the break. Sometimes the Lord Jesus is not using the perfect one.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He used the broken.
Look at the Bible. Look
the broken ones.
Yes.
Those that has been broken inside, but the Lord has been healing. The Lord has been recovering them.
Oh, yeah.
So I know about suffering. I know about, you know, failures.
Yes.
And not being able to fulfill what I wanted for my life because I organized weddings in Costa Rica for all these beautiful couples that they're still married. However, I couldn't sustain, you know, I couldn't be in forever happy, forever marriage.
Yeah.
But the Lord Jesus never changed my, you know, my heart never changed. I love marriage. I know marriage is a sanctity. I respect the institution of marriage.
Yes.
And we need that in our society.
We do.
We have this culture in America as well, like a disposal culture. You get married, but you can also, you know, replace this person and just, I mean, this is so wrong. We shouldn't be like that. We need to honor marriage. And this is something that I'm trying to pass my daughter. And this is not just a political issue. It's a Christian issue.
It is. It is a spiritual issue.
Amen.
That's why
getting
married with someone, it shouldn't be light neither.
Yeah.
You know, don't. It's a serious issue.
Decision.
You have to be with that person for the rest
of your,
your life.
Yes.
So how God is going to change this country if we don't have the base of the institution
of marriage,
which is
marriage and family,
which is also the image of what God wants in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
He wants, he wants his bride. Mm-hmm. He needs his bride. So all of us as the body of Christ, mm-hmm. we need to function. You know, some may be the arms, some may be the mouth, mm-hmm. some may be the heart, some may be the stomach, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some may be mm-hmm. just the little nail right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But every single Christian needs to function because
Amen.
God is waiting for his bride.
Amen.
Amen.
And he's
the
coming back
why,
for his bride.
The reason why I think he has been not coming back is because his bride is not ready.
Mm.
That's what
Amen.
I do believe.
Amen. That's right. One thing I'd like to throw in at this point,
wow.
because it's another way of looking at politics. When you think of a nation, the United States would be any nation, what shapes and forms the foundations of that nation?
Mm.
And the answer is, I mean, there's a lot of factors you could look at. But the characteristics of a nation often reflected in the laws of that nation and how they're carried out.
Mm-hmm.
It is the people in that nation who have been elected or selected to provide leadership in the realm of lawmaking and culture shaping. And they go together because laws shape culture. And so with that in mind, this is a truism no matter where you go. So why we are so hot on God being able to influence culture through his word and the people that have embraced, I love the eating his word, digesting it,
yes.
letting it shape and form your life, so that biblical values are being brought into that shaping of culture by people who have allowed that to shape their own lives.
Yes.
And God uses those people in the political realm, and this is why we need to pray for our nation
absolutely
to be restored to the nation God started
yes
back in the 1700s, and that God didn't change. Some people think that, well, that was then, this is now.
No,
God loves this nation yeah. that he created, wants it to be the nation he intended us to be.
Yes.
We are away from that point, but God is bringing us back. Part of that bringing back and why we're so hot on the church, really focusing on getting out into the culture and into politics, supporting it either way, not just running for office, that may not be your call, but supporting those that do.
Yes.
But taking your own individual calling from God to investigate the people who want to be part of the shaping and forming of our culture through lawmaking.
Yes.
What are they bringing into that realm?
Yes.
Do they have biblical values? Because
yes.
I'll tell you right now, a lot of the onerous yeah. laws in America were created by people who don't have biblical values.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And this is the responsibility
yeah. yes.
that we as Christians have to this nation.
Yes.
So I got it out. It's my soapbox.
Thank you for saying that. I want to get into the subject because, you know, Laura has come from a country that, is it safe to say, came from socialism and communism, was infiltrated with that? Is that right?
Costa Rica has been blessed. That has been not a communist,
okay.
you know, country. Yes, a little bit of tendency to socialism.
Yeah.
But we had Nicaragua on north.
Right.
Okay.
And we suffer in so many ways this dictatorship of Nicaragua. Because then we had like a millions, not more than a million people immigrating legally and illegally to
from
Costa
Nicaragua.
Rica
okay.
from Nicaragua.
Got
so
it.
I experienced how the country has been changed.
Okay.
Costa Ricans has been changed. And how these Nicaraguans, they came with, you know, different ways of livings
mm-hmm.
and sufferings and yep. so many other, you know, damagings in their lives.
Yes.
So it's so close. It was so close. But this is the way how we understood and I understood. And, oh, my God, I can say something here.
Yes.
But if I cross the line, that people can be killed. They
yep.
can be taken
yep.
to
wow.
jail mm-hmm. just because mm-hmm. they're speaking something against, you know, the government. However, Nicaragua got, they got this lady, Violeta Chamorro, as a president.
Okay.
She was a good one.
Yeah.
But then young people, they voted again for Ortega. Again.
Really?
A dictatorship.
Yeah.
Yes. So this generation, young people are so, so important.
Yes.
Our children, our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just take them away from the equation.
Yeah.
But they are really important. And this is the people that we have to speak. Communism, socialism, this is not the way.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities, freedom is the way. Freedom to create, freedom, freedom to start a business, freedom to work, freedom to speak.
Free enterprise,
Exactly. Something that is happening right now that is so beautiful, and I appreciate this time, this, you know, time in our world, is that the United States is helping many of these countries, Venezuela, Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Finally, this government understands what is going on. So how you can send people who are, you know, who maybe they don't have the right way to be here, how you can send them to countries when they can even be taken, they can be killed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So by helping these countries fixing their own problems, this is helping us as well.
Yes.
Cuba. I know Cuba will be next.
That's I believe it, that Trump will do something with Cuba.
These people has been suffering for many years.
Yes. Oh,
these people, when you hear someone saying free something, no, nothing is free.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if you got it free for a little bit of time, believe me, it will get to the moment that they say there is nothing for you.
That's Mamdani has been doing that in New York.
Amen.
He's not campaigned under the free, and now he wants to raise the taxes on the rich.
It's not going to be forever.
When that will tickle your ear. Speak to that.
Yep.
The dangers and the lures of communism and Marxism, but it's not.
And the first
free.
Thing that they come with is free and taken from this group of people and given it. This is not fair.
Mm-hmm.
How that can be? How as a Christians? Yes. The Lord Jesus or God, he encourages us to give to those who has nothing, but that has to be out of our heart.
Yes.
It's not imposed.
Yes.
That's it's right. not from, you know, you have to do it. Otherwise, you know, no, it's something that has to be from the love that you have to the people, you know, give to other ones that has nothing. But if you have a government that's saying we are taken from here and put into this just because they wanted to do it, I don't think that that is a Christian way or this is
the way
that the Lord Jesus is, in, you know, he wants us to do it.
The scripture says if you don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but yes, so communism, socialism, and I don't know if you know about it. I said that and I gave a little presentation at the Tea Party.
Yeah.
They are right now emerging. It has been always one communist party in America. And they have chapters in many states. Mm-hmm. But now we have around three different communist parties.
Mm-hmm.
So communism is emerging alive in our nation. And one of the things communist has very strong is being against God. They do not believe
in God. Yep. Absolutely.
They do believe in themselves. Yep. And this is very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
So we have right now a lot of issues in our nation. You know, the emerging of communism, the emerging of, you know, all this homosexuality and gay culture.
Yeah.
You know, now even I was reading last week these gay couples that they can just buy babies, you know, they can just pay a woman and this woman can have the baby and immediately given to, I mean, this is defying God. This is against God. This is abnormal. This is not the normal way.
Yeah.
And what is going to happen with these children?
Yeah.
You know, they will be the victim.
Yeah.
However, we know that right now, in the same way Satan is using so many instruments in people, the Lord as well.
Yeah.
He's right now mobilizing a lot of Christians.
Yes.
And we have been seeing this.
Amen.
And we know that, you know, like this year, I read that Bibles has been sold in high quantities.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Which is so, I mean, that gave me a lot of hope.
Amen. Yeah.
And we need to keep going. We have to keep going. Our children and grandchildren, they deserve that from us.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's worthy to fight for this country. It's worthy to fight for the word of God.
You made a couple of points. One of them was the young people are the ones that are really being influenced. They don't understand what it has taken to build this country to where it is now.
Yeah.
They can't appreciate what they have.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you two probably are way too young to remember this, but Mr. Khrushchev in the UN, after he got done beating his loafer on the table, he said, I am going to bring communism into your country through your young people.
Wow.
He made that statement back in the 70s, I guess it was, maybe the 60s.
1960s, early 60s.
Yeah. 70s.
He said, I'm going to, and that's exactly what's happening.
Because there's a plan.
The young people, but you see, we allowed that. We knew. He gave us a warning.
Mm-hmm.
We did nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us warnings in the scripture.
Of course,
We do nothing about it.
Yeah. Yes, and that's a big problem. Colleges, schools, we have to be very careful with that.
Yeah.
And if there is any woman right now, any mom, even grandmas, that they have the call to run for school board members, getting involved in schools, getting involved in their communities, please do it.
Yes.
Don't take any, you know, called from the Lord lightly.
Yes.
The Lord really needs Christians to get involved.
Yes.
Amen.
At the very least, to vote, Laura. I mean, we have a primary August 18th. And, and you probably know the numbers more than I do. People don't come out because it's an off election.
Yes.
Or it's a primary.
Yes.
So
that's very important. Thank you for mentioning that because it's true.
Critical. And our time, gosh, is almost up.
We
can wind down a little bit. Laura, thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
I'm just going to say we need to talk about bringing you back on.
Absolutely.
And because there's a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, this is only a beginning.
But I think, too, is I want to hear more about your heart for the Hispanic community. And some of the vision God's given you to develop.
Thank you. Yes.
You know, some means of communication and sharing. And, of course, there'll always be other points. But so, unfortunately, you are destined to come back to this program. We're so thankful. And of course, to Ed and Ann, always, it's really great to share this with you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a great blessing, I believe.
It's been our pleasure.
While you, a few minutes ago, as I was listening to what you were saying, and the Lord told me, he said, I've used this program and your heart to ignite a Holy Spirit fire in the hearts of many people listening today. So, hallelujah.
Yeah, that's big.
Amen.
It is.
Amen. The glory is for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we are, you know, his instruments. And thank you so much for having me. Amen. It has been a very beautiful time. Thank you.
Well, you're going to be back. Thank you.
Yep. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Amen.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front lines.